Hello, and welcome back. This is Live with Ellie. And today we are going to talk about apples. Fun facts about apples. Apple trees take 4 to 5 years to produce their first fruit. A standard size apple tree starts bearing fruit 8 to 10 years after it is planted. A dwarf tree starts bearing fruit in 3 to 5 years. Apples will ripen 6 to 10 times faster at room temperature than if they were refrigerated. It takes about 36 apples to create 1 gallon of apple cider. What? Just a cider. There are more than 2,500 varieties of apples grown in the USA, and they come in all shades of red, green and yellow. Well, Canada did not know that. The science of apple growing is called pomology. Okay. Bobbing for apples, 25% of an apple volume is air, which is why they float. Pilgrims planted the first US apple trees in a Massachusetts Bay colony. Most apple blossoms are pink when they are open but gradually transform into white. It takes the energy of 50 leaves to produce one apple. One of George Washington's hobbies was pruning his apple trees. Okay. Most apples are still picked by hand. Apples come in all sizes, from just a bit bigger than a cherry to about the same size as a grapefruit. Whoa, that's big. The largest apple ever picked weighed in at 3 pounds 2 ounces. John Appleseed, real name John Chapman, was, yes, a real person, and yes, he planted the apple trees all over parts of the USA, and he wasn't poor. Back then, land could be claimed if you treated a permanent homestead. Now, if you created a permanent homestead, and one of the ways to do that was to plant 50 trees to start an orchard. Chapman planted trees and then later would sell his land to people. Apples contain 0 grams of fat or sodium and have no cholesterol. Okay. At 4 grams per average size apple, they are an excellent source of fiber. Apples are members of the rose family. Thanks to their high levels of boron, apples can help improve your memory, mental alertness, and electrical activity of the brain. Shocking. The average person eats 65 apples a year. Most of the antioxidants found in apples, including quercetin, are located in the skin. The most popular varieties of apple in use are the Red Delicious, Golden Delicious, and the Granny Smith. Apple trees can live to be about 100 years old. In the Chinese culture, the word for apples is pronounced aping, which also stands for peace. This is why apples are a favorite gift to give when visiting people in China. Okay, did not know that. The average apple has 10 seeds. Freshly pressed apple juice immediately turns brown upon contact with air because of oxidation. A nifty trick to prevent fresh apples from turning brown is to add a few squeezes of lemon juice or lime juice. This helps prevent oxidation. Apples are one of the most popular juices taken with breakfast in the USA. People who love apples are said to be outspoken, charismatic, and enthusiastic. There you go, that's the right word. Enthusiastic. The fear of apples is known as malus domesticaphobia. Okay, cool word. This phobia gets its name from the scientific name of apples, which is Malus domestica in the rose family. A peck of apples weigh 10.5 pounds. A bushel of apples weigh about 42 pounds. The apple producers around the world are China, USA, Turkey, Poland, and Italy. Apples account for 50% of international deciduous fruit tree production. Apples are full of fiber and can help you feel full on fewer calories, which can ultimately help in weight management, plus fiber fights cholesterol and lowers your heart disease risk. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was all about apples. I hope you enjoyed the Live with Ellie podcast. Well, now, by the time you hear the podcast, It is a pre-recorded podcast. Well, anyway, thanks for listening. Have a nice day. Peace out.